When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my colleague Devin Nunes, who is the CEO of True Social. He is also a former member of Congress representing the San Joaquin Valley. And we speak now to the matters to do with Los Angeles, but Devin can help me understand all of California, because it's all interrelated, as Devin just explicated about water. Devin, the President of the United States, Mr. Trump, made remarks in Washington and over the last several days and repeated them, that there was adequate water and that there was a plan to move that water into Los Angeles as early as 2020. That did not happen, and as I understand it, the president's remarks have been criticized as inaccurate. One of the anecdotes of the tragedy of these last weeks, Los Angeles, is that the second largest reservoir in, I believe, Los Angeles Basin was empty because they were doing repair work on the tarp that covers it. This is the one in the Pacific Palisades. It was empty. And that would have provided water in the early moments of the fire that swept over the Pacific Palisades. I'm recounting what I've been told and read. I don't know that this is all accurate. I don't live in California. But the president was speaking to Los Angeles having adequate water all the time. His remarks were criticized as inaccurate. And yet he spoke to exactly the facts you've now laid out about all of California water. Is it possible that Sacramento and that Los Angeles are uneducated about their own water system?
That's exactly, well, or they're uneducated or just know the truth and don't want to admit it, I think is probably more likely the case, because the Democratic Party is, you know, so beholden to this radical green movement that none of them want to reverse the crazy policies that have been enacted in this state over the course of the last 30 years. But the president is spot on. And in fact, in 2016, I brought him into California when he was then just a candidate for president. And he was fascinated by the water system that had been built. And I think he had, as you know, the president's first love in life is construction, big construction projects, you know, specifically buildings. And, you know, everybody knows his history in New York. He's a construction guy at heart. And he was fascinated by the water system. And then he quickly equated it because of the properties that he had in Beverly Hills and one of the best golf courses in the world in Los Angeles County, just south of near Long Beach. That sits right on the Pacific Ocean. He didn't realize at that time in 2016 why he was being rationed with water as he was, you know, trying to take care of his golf course and his other homes that he has in California. And, you know, when he learned that there was a whole entire system that wasn't operating at capacity for the better part of the last two decades, him, like probably a lot of your listeners right now who have heard me pontificate about this over the years, it's not believable at first. Like, it's not believable. There's a Delta smell. You mean you have pumping stations? I thought it was global warming and drought. I thought there was just no water. But when you realize that 80% of the water that flows into, that comes out of the Sierra Nevada mountain range and flows out to San Francisco, out to the ocean, 80% of the water on average is being let out. And that's what effectively people don't realize. And in order to have an abundant water supply, all you need to do is allow the system to operate like it's operated. So the president, I thought, was very articulate. I think he knows the water system better than most of the politicians in California, at least that were the Democrats that were at that conference on Friday. I think he put it precisely right, which was, look, I don't understand it. You guys don't want to turn the water on. As the president of the United States, I tried to do it in my first term. The governor opposed it. You guys stymied the changes that the president tried to make. They haven't built any new dams or delivery systems, even though the state of California has spent some $20 billion in the last 20 years, this supposedly on water infrastructure. But really, John, what it is, it's actually not water infrastructure. It's been spend $20 billion on ways to use less water, not to store water, but to use less water. So it's went into stupid things like drought-resistant plants and putting rocks in your yard, you know, going to desert landscape. When what should have been happening, you should have realized that in those hills above your homes with trees and brush, you better either make sure you have a green belt, and in conjunction, making sure that you're managing the land properly so you don't have a catastrophic fire like what we've seen happen.
In addition to the president's remarks about water, watching that same press conference Friday, and I urge everybody to look at least pieces of it, the president was compassionate, he was articulate, he was eager to help the people who have been dishomed by the fires, emphasizing, don't hold them up on permits, let them start tonight. Very eager. He's the builder you said, having lived his life getting permits from New York City. I know my daughter's involved in that now as a project manager for rebuilding houses. And the reason they rebuild brownstones and limestones and buildings downtown is because it's so hard to get permission to build a new building. So you have to buy something old and gut it and rebuild it from the inside. That's what the president knows about, that permitting process. I understand California has an equally creative permitting demand, and the president was speaking to, let's let them start now, tonight. Private contractors, they'll put them together, go. Now, I wasn't clear, but it would appear that Sacramento, the governor and the legislature, and the mayor and the council of Los Angeles do not want that to happen. How did you read it? Why would they not want to move right away?
Well, John, the other policies that have put in place that are just completely radical is a coastal commission was created, and that governs. It's like a separate governing body that governs the coast of California. You know, originally it was intended to, you know, make sure that, you know, the public had access to beaches and that it was safe for people to go to the beaches, and that we just didn't build homes on areas that would ultimately fall into the ocean through mudslides or what have you. But what's happened over the last 30 years, once again, John, is it's turned into a depopulation. So the goal has been to make it virtually impossible. If you own a home on the coast of California, good luck at doing any construction there. And in fact, they've, in parts of the central coast where I grow my grapes at for Devin Nunes Wines, it's the big joke there is that they eventually want all of those homes just to fall into the ocean because they won't allow the cliffs to be secured in terms of, because you have runoff and over time, if you don't manicure and put in the right retaining walls and things of that nature, they'll slide off into the ocean. And so we've seen more and more of that, and it makes it virtually impossible to, well, there's virtually no new homes being built on the coast. on the shoreline. And now that, as many people have seen, those fires burned many of those homes in Pacific Palisades, which is just north of kind of Santa Monica, for people that know, north of LAX along the water. Many of those homes were destroyed. And so, you know, the question is they made it so tough the last 30 years. How are you ever going to be able to rebuild those homes? My guess is the answer is the radical left in California doesn't want those homes to be rebuilt. And you will watch, there will be a movement that will say, because of global warming, we can no longer allow these homes to be here because of the catastrophic fire and lack of water that we have because of global warming. And it, you know, and John, it has nothing to do whether you believe in global warming or not. You know, I think it's, you know, complete nonsense, but because I've been around this and I've seen global warming blamed for 30 years, 40 years of my life dealing with agriculture. Every time you turn around, the far left says global warming, global warming, global warming, as they watch, you know, 1 million acres of forest in the Sierra Nevada burn year after year after year. Now they watch LA burn and species, everything gets killed, murdered. You put more CO2 into the air than you could ever do by having all gasoline cars, diesel cars, whatever you want to say. I can go on and on about the hypocrisy of it. But these policies along the coast, that coastal commission and the permitting process is just as arduous as trying to build and operate existing water infrastructure.
Let me understand this. I have read that what we just witnessed in Los Angeles, and it's ongoing, the fires are still breaking out, is a man-made catastrophe, inadequately preparing and staging an adequate of fighting the fires right away when they started. And you make it very clear that this has been a long time coming because the timber industry's gone. They don't allow goats to eat the brush down to the bottom, so there's nothing to eat. There's nothing to burn. And they flush 80% of the water into the ocean. So they prepared the ground for a catastrophe. And then they didn't fill the reservoir in the Pacific Palisades because of construction. Who knows why? And then the response was not staged beforehand, though they'd been warned about the Santa Ana winds, which come every year and have been 100 miles per hour before. I have a clipping from 1969, 100 mile per hour winds in Santa Ana. You and I have both lived through Santa Ana. We know it's impressive. You know it's coming in the fall, sometimes extending into January. All right, all of that. But you're saying as well that there are strong voices in California that want Malibu to stay non-existent, that want the Pacific Palisades not to rebuild. Is that correct? Did I hear you correctly? They want that beach left empty.
Yeah, and it's going to create a fascinating political fight because, as the president said, you know, something along the lines of, you know, this coastal commission, which he's had to deal with at the golf course that he owns over the years. And he says, you have to waive this coastal commission, get rid of it. Don't let them, you need to let the locals, let the city and the county go in, permit, let everybody come in right now, get all that brush out of there, start rebuilding, let these people rebuild immediately. And you saw the people in the crowd cheered wildly. But the problem is that the elites in this state, which is only 5-10%, but that kind of dictate where 60% of the vote goes, they won't do it. So you have the challenge is, can you educate the kind of folks in the middle that have tended to vote left, just because, you know, that's really the tipping point, is can you get 20% of the population to join the 40% who sit there and say what I'm saying, what I've been saying on these two, the two episodes here, the two segments. 40% of the population understands it. They know there's plenty of water. They know we used to have a timber industry. It's like practical people with common sense that know how to do things. Can you somehow win over 20% of the state to join with the 40% of the state that says, okay, the last 30, 40 years, it's been a nice attempt at making this great clean economy, but it's failed at every level. It's failed. It's made dirtier air. It's killed more species than you could ever imagine. And including it's driving people out of the state. And if they don't waive all these regs and get this stuff rebuilt, people are not going to rebuild. You're not even going to be able to get insurance, John, because now the insurance companies, which this is another story that's not been told yet, that there's been an effort by the insurance companies that are in the state of California to get the hell out of the state of California as quickly as possible. They've made it. Most people that I know have been losing their property insurance because these insurance companies, the big national insurance companies, want to leave the state because they know that the way that California is going, that it is a desert, everybody's in a fire hazard, and why would you want to insure something when you know you're just going to go back to the same exact problem? There's no assurances. I mean, unless the governor and the Democrats in the state who run the state say, okay, we're going to turn on the pumps, we're going to let all the water flow, we're going to go into Los Angeles, we're going to build parks and green belts, we're going to let people have their grass back, we're going to go in there and disc between the green belt, we're going to disc and mow, and oh, by the way, we're going to fence in, we're going to invite, you know, all the cattle ranchers and farmers and livestock people that we ran out of the state or pushed them up into my part of California, the ones that are that still know that trade craft on how to do that. I mean, that's the other challenge, is that there's just people that don't know how to handle livestock and don't understand the timber industry. You're going to have to bring back the livestock to parts of California where it's been gone for 20, 30 years. And then you're going to have to also build back the timber industry. John, it took 30 years to destroy what had been built over the prior 100-some-odd years. And so it's going to take, you know, I mean, even if you just relaxed everything and let people be entrepreneurs and bring all these industries back to California, John, at a minimum, it would take 10 to 20 years. And it would take, you know, you're talking about billions of dollars investment just to bring back in the timber industry. You know, it's not the easiest thing to solve, quite frankly, is the water issue, because they haven't been able to. They've taken a couple dams out, John, I should say, up in the northern part of California. They did knock it out, knocked down two dams and celebrated it like idiots. That wasn't actually part of this water system, but it was up in the very far north in an area called Klamath. It was just a couple years ago that these morons were running around celebrating blowing up dams and restoring this water for fish. Well, you know, what's the old saying the Newsom's been fiddling while Rome burns?
In New York, back in the 20th century, when I first arrived in New York, Manhattan was dangerous. We used to say a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged in New York. I'm beginning to hear very carefully you describe that a conservative is a Malibu homeowner who's been burned out and can't rebuild. Is there a possibility that we're talking about the state moving toward the Republican Party because the Democrats are responsible for this catastrophe? Is there any movement in that direction?
I mean, you've seen just recently, it seems like people are popping their head up and willing to, Republicans are popping their head up that and willing to run for governor. The challenge with that is that, you know, even if you win, you become the dog that caught the car, because the legislature is gerrymandered and the Democrats have super majority. So the governor would have essentially zero say in anything because the legislature approves the budget and passes the laws. So it would be hard for a Republican to do much as governor, other than maybe some common sense. But look, I think you're seeing there's a popular Fox personality a guy named Steve Hilton. He's popped his head up saying he might run for governor. I think you have Rick Grenell, who was the ambassador to Germany and the head of DNI and had other roles in the first Trump administration. I think he's a special envoy in the new Trump administration. He was at that event with Donald Trump. He would also, you know, he's a very prominent Republican nationwide and a California resident. You know, then you have other, you know, potential candidates out there like Mike Garcia, who represented Northern Los Angeles County, Kevin McCarthy, you know, another guy that, you know, potentially could run. So I think for the first time in the last 20 years, you'll see prominent Republicans begin to look at whether or not a Republican could win the state of California.
Devin Nunes is the CEO of Truth Social, which is where you read the remarks by the President of the United States. He is also a former member of Congress, prominent member of Congress in the San Joaquin Valley, and head of the Intelligence Committee in the House of Representatives that was critical to revealing the hoax of Russiagate once upon a time. There's no hoaxing now. California needs help, all the help that can provide a relief for the people who are burned out, for the people of Los Angeles who are certainly going to be rocked for years now, whatever happens, the road ahead. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.